Hey there, Impactful One. This is actually an older episode of the Impact Driven Entrepreneur podcast. And so to get an updated list of our offerings, what's going on in our world, and all of the things in an updated version, make sure you click on impactdrivenentrepreneur.com or like go to our site or click on the link in the show notes section for this podcast so that you can get all of the most up-to-date products, services, and updates from us. I appreciate you being a listener.
Impact Driven Entrepreneur, episode 78. Five beliefs that allowed me to scale my business.
Welcome to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur, the podcast that helps you expand your reach and convert that reach into clients so you can lead your tribe with confidence and create change in the world while living the life you desire. And now your host, certified business coach and consultant, Mariana Ruiz.
Welcome back to the Impact Driven Entrepreneur. So happy to have you here. Today we are going to be talking about five beliefs that helped me to scale my one-on-one practice from a one-on-one model to a one-to-many model. I have been doing some very tactical episodes over the last few weeks, as well as some lives that are a lot more strategy and tactics. And although I think that is a very important piece of the puzzle, it's just one piece of the puzzle. The other piece is who you believe you are, what your beliefs are. It's all of the mindset things that support you actually executing and actually doing the tactics and strategies. So if you are finding yourself getting stuck on the action or not actually taking full advantage of either the information you're getting here or other programs that you're in, I would ask you very kindly and lovingly to examine what are your thoughts, what are your beliefs, and who do you believe you are? Because those are the fundamental layers that are playing out day to day, minute to minute, and are dictating what your actions are and where you are going right now. And it doesn't have to be forever. And you do have 100% control over your thoughts. You have 100% control over what you believe. I know that can be something hard to come to grips with. It was for me anyways. And often beliefs are masked as we think that it's just the truth. And really, it's just our beliefs. Whether they are serving us or not is a question that you may want to start to ask yourself. Join us in the Coaching for Impact community because I did a very loving Facebook Live to help you with confidence and things like that, as well as mindset. So again, Coaching for Impact community on Facebook. And again, today I wanted to do more mindset stuff because I think that we can often get too into the strategies and tactics and the technical stuff and forget what's happening in your brain and what is the program that you are running in your brain 24/7. So these five beliefs were five beliefs that helped me to scale my business and to take my one-on-one coaching practice that was literally, it was dragging me down. I was burnt to a crisp. I was having huge peaks and valleys in my income where I was not having recurring, consistent revenue because every time that I would fill my practice, I would stop selling and be so burnt out doing client work, and then my income would drop again. And so if you're experiencing this, number one, I want you to know that you are not alone. This happens, okay? Number two, it is time for you to scale confidently, scale your business. That is what is required in order for you to get that consistent recurring revenue. And that's exactly what I teach in my program because it was such a pivotal moment in my business. I am now like on this mission to not allow anyone to suffer in the way that I was suffering. So let's do this. Belief number one is I have more than enough time for everything that I want to do. And this is always true. Now, right now, it may feel like you don't have enough time. But let me ask you this. Is it important for you to pick up your children every day from school if you do, right? Or get them off the bus if you get them off the bus? Are you doing that? So if that is something that is important to you and something that you want to do because you want to continue to take care of your children, then that is always true in terms of other things. And it's not as though, okay, I'm not going to pick up my kids today because I just don't have time is an option. And so when we're giving ourselves the option of whether or not we're committed to something, that's when we suddenly don't have time for it. Okay, so I want you to look at your business and look at the things that you have committed to versus the things that you are like, nope, this is a non-negotiable. It is a very different mindset. And it's a totally different place to operate from that serves your business and serves you long-term. The other day, I love this because it came out in one of my coaching calls with one of my clients. And I said, you know what? You don't have to be disciplined about everything. You only have to be disciplined about the things you care about long-term. And in order to make those changes, it just takes the commitment on that small incremental things that you're going to do every single day. Okay. And so the same thing is true for this time management piece. It's okay, how can I commit 100% as this is a non-negotiable and make time for the things that are important to me? That is the entire place. And so the things that you truly want to do, that you want to stop going from wanting to do them to actually having them, it is imperative that you commit 110% to that result, to making those small incremental steps that are going to take you where you want to go. And I mentioned, and because I've been looking at, okay, what is this episode going to be about? And I noticed a lot of people coming in to my community were asking, I just don't have time. I have a full client load. I am experiencing this problem with the up and down income. I don't have time. And you may or may not have a full team on under your belt right now. And most likely you don't. And so it feels like you don't have time, but you are making time for the things that are 100% important to you. So I would ask you, what are the things that are so important to you in your business that you will commit to? What I did when I got started and I started doing some group coaching, I decided I was going to schedule my scalability self, my scaled business as a client. So I was working on funnels for other people's, for some of my clients. I was working on, you know, content for some of my clients. What I did is I just scheduled it in as an appointment on my calendar to actually scale my business. So you can call it scale your business. You can call it, I called it the name of my funnel. So I called it Impact Formula Funnel. And that's how I got it done. It was on the calendar. It was definitely happening. There was alarms and I committed to doing it, not skipping that action for myself, for the future of myself, my company, and my children. So that's how I got that piece worked out. Okay, number two. Group programs provide more value and more transformation than one-on-one coaching alone. Now, I realize that up until now, you may or may not have agreed with the statement. But I want to show you some of the things that I see running group programs, multiple group programs at once, and what I have seen. So it took me seeing evidence for me to believe this, okay? Because up until then, I was only doing mainly one-on-one, and I was like, these people need me. Without me, they're not really making the difference that they could be. And when I tried to run a group program, it failed miserably, because I didn't do the things necessary to keep my clients engaged, to have a system for them to go through. I didn't have the content exactly outlined. I didn't have a success plan for my clients in the way that I teach it now. And so it took me some time to really get my bearings into how that program would look and what it would look like to actually have a group program that provided better results than one-on-one coaching alone. So I'm going to share with you some of the things that happened just this week so that you can get a glimpse into some of the things that I'm seeing that helps me to believe this. Okay, so what happened is I had a client who I did a one-on-one 90-minute intensive with. And we did the intensive and she was really struggling with messaging. And she's, I think that this message is off. We need to re-examine the message. And when I coached her, I definitely agreed with her that her messaging was off because it was bringing her clients that were extremely unqualified to work with her, unwilling to invest. And it was just causing all of this work and investment on her side of the business, but that was not returning like and providing any ROI for her. And so she was investing in a lot of Facebook ads and different things, but that was not an audience that was willing to invest. And so she was so stuck. Now, that was our one-on-one 90-minute session. She purchased a group program from me that I offered over Thanksgiving. Some of you may have seen that. And yeah, so she purchased this small group program. We're only going to be together, I think, for about 3 or 4 weeks. And the first session of the program was this week. And what happened is she was on the call and she saw that another person was having not the same problem, but the way she was thinking about niching was the same faulty way that this person was thinking about niching. And when she saw it in somebody else's business, it was like a light bulb moment happened. And she was like, oh my God, I get it, right? And that person told her, do not have that as your target audience. Another person who wasn't able to be live, but then was able to show up in the group setting, in the Facebook group, said, yes, I agree. That is not a good, you know, audience for you to go after. And so she had not just me telling her this is not a good idea and this is not a market that is going to be profitable for you, but she then had the proof of two other people telling her the same thing. And she also had the experience of seeing somebody else using the same premise that she was having and her not agreeing with it. And this happens all the time. This is why the whole concept of mastermind exists, right? A third mind, essentially, another brain, another level of consciousness is created when multiple people get together and they use their brains together, okay? So this is what is possible with a group program that is not possible with one-on-one. And what was happening when I was running just a one-on-one service was that it would just be me versus the client all the time. So it would be like, don't do that as your target audience. And then they go off and say, but I want to do that, but I don't know if this is right. She might be wrong. She's getting this wrong, whatever. But now she has all of this other evidence to help support her into what truly is and is not a viable business. Okay. So do you see how if it's just one person telling you, even though you've hired them, even though you trust them, even though all of these things, it is so much more effective if you see it from multiple angles, from multiple other people. And then for you as the person running the group, it is so much more stress-free because what she was able to accomplish with just one group session compared to only doing the one-on-one, which is why I no longer offer only one-on-one. If you want to do only one-on-one with me, it is no longer an option. everyone has to go through my group programs as well as one-on-one. So all of my one-on-one clients are also in at least one of my other groups, if not multiple, to be able to work with me because of this, because I'm not going to sit here and fight with you and make my life or even your life, because then you're just working. That energy of fighting is not really building your business. And then you're stuck paralyzed, like chasing your tail. So for me, this is why I believe this to the core. And this is how, like, some of the evidence, this is literally one week, not even 1 week of evidence to support that. And that is belief number two. I'm going to repeat it again. Belief number one is I have more than enough time for everything that I want to do. And belief number two is group coaching provides better results for my clients than one-on-one alone. And number three is the more money I make, the more of a difference that I can make. This is a big one because there becomes this point in your business where you are like, you know what? I am making good money. Am I being selfish? Am I asking for too much? Is this really something I deserve? You start to question, is this really something I deserve? Or maybe I earned this money and it was a fluke. I hear that so much. And what happens is, actually, the more money you make and the more consistent recurring revenue that you make, specifically, the more people that you do help in your programs. But not just that, the more people can help because it means you get to invest in your business. And so I recently had a client who's, she's around the 10 to 15K a month mark right now. And she was struggling with asking for the next level, asking for 20, 30K a month. And I said to her, could your business use that, right? Could your business use that revenue? Because she was like making it mean that she would then have to pay herself more and all of this stuff. And which I teach you to manage the money within your company effectively. Because it's very important that you are paying yourself. It's very important the way that you use your money in your company is on things that are going to grow the business. This is huge and very important as you scale. So that being said, when you're at the point where you're financially covering everything well and you're, do I really need more? The answer, the question I would love to pose to you is, could your company use more? Are there still people that you could be helping if you were to invest some of that money into advertising and therefore helping more people? And that is where the impact piece is so huge. This is not about donating all that money to charity. This is about, which it could, you could do that too. I have had people say, you know what, I actually am good. I want to take this amount of money and I'm going to use it to go on a mission trip. I am going to invest it into charities. I think when I was coaching this one client about that, I said, okay, Microsoft has a charitable company that I think that they founded or something like that. And I said something like, they're not sitting there saying, don't pay me. They're saying, yeah, pay me because we're going to put this money towards our charity and towards doing more good in the world. So if you're getting to that place where you're questioning whether you can receive more money, I want to encourage you to think about how you could use that money to make a bigger impact and how can you think about the impact versus thinking that it's selfish, because it's absolutely not. Also, I would love to offer that the more money that you are making, the more that you are able to show up for your clients, because it allows you a level of freedom when you are investing it in, say, services. So if you wanted to get a nanny, if you wanted to get a housekeeper, right? How much more fulfilled, how much more are you going to be able to show up for the things that really and truly are your zone of genius? And none of that is possible without profit, without making money. And so there is zero shame, guilt, or quote unquote greediness when you ask for more money, because it allows you to live out your full potential, to serve in your zone of genius, and to help more people. So, number three is the more money I make, the more of a difference that I can make. Number four, hiring support generates more money for them, for my clients, and for my business. Everybody wins. This was a toughie for me because I had invested in a team, but I wasn't fully invested emotionally, mentally, physically, everything into actually managing them. I wanted them to come in and do their thing and like me do my thing, and it was over. And that's not how it works, FYI. At least not in my experience yet. So what happened is I was hiring these people and hoping that they would do all the things, only it just was not working out well. So I had to change the way that I showed up in that relationship as a boss. That was huge. And what also happened is I had to realize that every dollar I was spending was actually an investment for myself, for my business, and for my clients. And even just last week, I actually brought on somebody to do exclusively to do work for customer service within my group program. So she's doing accountability calls for my group programs, and she's helping people to make sure they're going through stuff in the members area, that they know where things are, all of this kind of stuff. And that is a beautiful gift to my clients and to my business, because it is something that I've done and I've been doing and checking off, but not at the level of excellence that I want my company to operate. And I had to get very serious with myself and honest with myself about that. And so she is there, she is in place, and I feel like that was also me putting my money where my mouth is. So me saying, you know what, I do actually value service. And as it is one of my top values, and not only is it a top value, but I have to embody and be that value. And so I always talk about the difference between knowing a thing and doing a thing and then mastering a thing. And that was that full circle moment for me where it was like, oh yeah, I've been doing the thing, aka checking it off a checkbox, but now I feel like I am embodying it because I am having her completely dedicated to that role. So I'm going to repeat this one more time. Hiring support generates more money for my clients, for the employee, and for my business. Everybody wins. I also want to share one really fun story. So I had a nanny that I hired when I was living in Texas, and she was a retired woman. And I remember she came to my house, and it was like Texas summer, so it was like 110 degrees out. And she was like, I love coming to your house because you have air conditioning. And I was like, oh my gosh, you don't have air conditioning. And she's, yeah, actually, it's been great because being able to work for you, I'm actually about to buy one. And I was like, that is incredible, because we employ the people that we get to employ. It allows them to do things that change their lives, that improve their quality of life, and that give them what they want in their life and what they need. Just another example of that impact and how powerful it really is. So number five, this is the last one. The mindset belief change was, I run a coaching company, not an online business. This was a biggie because I felt that when I was in the role, and this is goes back to identity again and like how you're showing up within your work. And when I was doing my business before, and I was just doing one-on-one coaching and I was marketing and doing blogging. At that time, when I really started, I was doing mostly blogging in my Facebook group. And I felt I was more of an online marketer, quote unquote. And I wasn't really stepping into the CEO role. And this kind of ties to number four too, because I had a VA, but it was a very part-time relationship. It was not how my team is now. And the shift that had to happen was me being like, you know what? I own a coaching company. This is a company. And it allowed me to step into more of my role. So if you don't know my story, I worked in healthcare. And the week that I was approached by my boss to take over her role to oversee three hospitals in South Texas, my daughter was born a preemie at 2 pounds. So that was a change of plans. And it allowed me to remember my role as a leader when I shifted to owning a coaching company versus being an online biz. Being an online biz was more, not like casual, but it was just more like solopreneur life and all of that. And when I stepped into coaching company, it was like, oh, I can actually use all of this knowledge that I actually have from my corporate experience. I actually step in and manage my money better. I actually step in and hire and actually go bigger. I advertise. I do things from this place of being a CEO. I delegate more. Like all of these shifts happened when I stepped into my role as a CEO of a coaching company versus being the online business owner. And of course, everything up-leveled when I did that. And I'm talking about like more than 3 times my income, consistent recurring revenue, having a team that not only is just sitting there waiting for my instruction, but also like actually very productive, getting sales. My team sells for me. And that was a huge shift that I had this year. And I believe it was because of the changes that I had and how I showed up as a leader. So all of this is what's possible when you change your identity and your role within the company mentally, because it has to happen mentally first for everything to trickle down. So let me recap these 5 beliefs for you one more time. Number one, I have more than enough time for everything that I want to do. Number two, group programs provide a higher level of service than one-on-one alone. Number two, the more money I make, the more of a difference that I can make. Number four, hiring support generates more income for the employee, for my clients, and for my business, and everybody wins. Number five, I run a coaching company, not an online business. So that's what I have for you today. I want to invite you to a very important opportunity to come and be coached by me for free. Ready? It's the Fill Your Group Challenge, and it's happening next week. Go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/full group to start your free coaching experience with me. We are going to get down and dirty and actually get sales for your group coaching program. And by the end of the 5 days, you could have as many as 47 people confirmed for your program. That's what has happened for past participants. So again, go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/full group or text full group to 44222. Text full group to 44222. Me, you, coaching in a group setting on my inside of the Coaching for Impact community is where we'll host the videos. But of course, if you want to get all of the downloaded trainings and special invites for a Zoom virtual call with me, then you're going to want to go to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com/full group to register for the free coaching experience. Okay, chat with you there, and I can't wait to continue to support you in scaling your business in 2019. Have an amazing day. Head on over to impactdrivenentrepreneur.com where you can find an arsenal of videos, blog posts, and previous podcast episodes to help you increase your profit and impact. Again, impactdrivenentrepreneur.com and click on blog. Enjoy.